Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. Welcome, everybody. We are full strength for the second week in a row. And then, so I'm joined by, as always, Jeremy.
Yo, yo.
And Justin.
Shalom.
All right. Well, today is one of the more annoying days of the year. Daylight savings time. And not the fun,
Woo!
And not the fun leap back. It's the terrible spring forward.
Did you say leap back?
Yes.
That's not it.
What is it then?
Fall back,
it's fall back,
leap forward, spring
yeah.
ahead.
How do you leap? How do you leap back?
You just leap backwards.
You jump to conclusions.
Jump to conclusions.
How do you not get it? But so I figured, let's talk about time travel because we all did a little bit of time travel today. Where you know, at like 2 o'clock, all of a sudden it was now 3 o'clock.
Luckily, I was sleeping.
Yeah, I was too. I remember when I was in college and maybe a couple years after college where like my friends and I, we'd all get together and like hang out and like play games and watch movies. And then like just to watch the bot, like the clock, like the cable box clock, like change. Cause we were already going to be doing that. Like then we did the exact same thing the next week. We just didn't watch the clock. It's like, well, anyway, time travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't seem so excited.
The excitement. Well, you know.
Yeah.
All right, then.
If only I could go back in time right now and fix some shit.
Oh, we'll get there. Let's talk about the earliest forms of time travel. Come from
earliest forms.
Well, the in literature in
okay.
in you know, in works of fiction, and you know,
okay.
Time travel exists in early Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, and Islamic traditions. Now, this is where I think we're going to have some debate. Do you consider time travel the stories of like Rip Van Winkle, where the dude just like goes to sleep for 100 years?
No,
okay,
that shit ain't time travel. Well,
that's a good nap.
If cryogenic freezing is considered time travel, I mean that's kind of like on that line. So I don't know.
Right. That to me, that's borderline. If it's time travel or not. The debate we're going to have later is time loop a time travel?
Okay.
But in the early Hindu religion, there was a King Ravida Kandagi, and I'm going to pronounce these names terribly, and I apologize. I am just I'm reading names off of Wikipedia, and hearing them are two entirely different things. But he traveled to heaven to meet the creator of Brahma. And then when he returned, many, many ages had passed. So, like, he said he was only there for, like, 2 days. And when he came back, it was, like, several hundred years. So, you know, kind of introducing the concept of, like, the time is relative. The Buddhists have their version of the Bible, the Pali Canon. That's where they really get into the whole idea of time being relative. The Japanese had a tradition of, there's something called the Urashara Taro, tells of a young fisherman who went and visited an undersea kingdom for 3 days and came back and it was 300 years.
All right.
Is that like dog time?
How much fucking shit are these guys smoking?
Well, the Jewish have the Hana Aha Amagi, who fell. This is like kind of where like the Rip Van Winkle story, I think, comes from. The dude fell asleep and woke up 70 years later. And
that's
then
a good. That's a good nap.
That's good.
Oh God, I'd be so stiff. I'd be stiff sleeping for 4 hours.
And then the Islamic tradition has the legend of the seven sleepers, seven men who sought refuge in a cave because of persecution. And when they woke up, it was centuries later.
What are like the lessons in these stories supposed to be?
I didn't really get too deep into
I
that.
mean, if you had to guess though, like what would you think is like they're trying to say? Like I don't understand that at all. Like they woke up, it's seven dudes woke up and it was later. Okay, like thanks for writing that.
I mean, I'm sure if I was to actually have delved deeper into the story, like it would, I my
Well, I was gonna say I would interpret that as watch out what you do with seven dudes in a cave because you might have so much fun that time is gonna fly.
They're gonna have to cuddle together for warmth.
Yeah, a cuddle could turn into an orgy real quick, and then time flies.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what was happening on, because
Okay,
it was very clear that they were sleeping.
right, sleeping—that's what they all say.
I don't know. I don't know what the, well, I mean, a lot of it, like especially with the Hindu and the Buddhist thing, and so I'm guessing into the Japanese, it's very much like time is relative. Like, just because you think it's, only 3 days, it ends up being 300 years.
Right.
So, to God, time is, he exists outside of time. You exist in time. So everything moves differently. I'm
Sure.
sure that the other stories have something to do with that.
That
But
makes sense.
it gives us the idea that, like, very early in written history and even oral history, the idea of time travel existed.
Yeah.
I should be able to say words without you two juveniles.
Sorry, love
Yeah.
oral, love history.
I mean, we're just talking about seven guys in a cave and
Getting all riled up here.
we're
But
we're taking this show off the rails real quick today.
this show never starts on the rails. But so you have this, the idea of time travel comes into play. Now, this is where I'm saying, like, I don't know if any of those really count as actual time travel, because I don't know if, like, just going to sleep and waking up 700 years or being cryogenically frozen and
You could say the same thing about being in, like, in a coma.
right, yeah, is that, like, if I'm in a coma for, 6 months, is that, I'm not time traveling. My, now I guess their thing is, like, these seven guys went to sleep in a cave, woke up 700 or centuries later. They hadn't changed at all. Everything around them.
That could be the differentiating factor then.
That could be where the time travel
Yeah,
actually comes in.
yeah.
Now, their bodies are still 700 years later, but it's just, they have somehow magically gained the ability to not age while they were in that cave.
Yeah.
So we don't actually get to time travel is as like going forward or back in time. The earliest book that I could find any reference was from a Chinese novel called A Supplement to the Journey to the West. Was written somewhere around 1640. They're not 100% sure. And it involved magical mirrors and jade gates.
Peace.
So it still hasn't really gotten to where we know time travel just yet, but it's the idea started. So I'm guessing that means the idea was even around before then. It was just that was the first time, or the first record we have of anybody bothering to write down time travel as, like, actually going forward or backward. Like, not just like going to sleep and waking up. Like, somebody has, like, hey, what would be really cool? And I don't know, in 1640, like, people are like, oh man, stuff was so much better back in 1400. I don't
Yeah.
Damn kids are ruining the. You guys had it so much better back in 1400,
Yeah.
1600s, everything sucked.
They can just see us now.
But the time travel in fiction is basically broken down into three basic categories. You have the immutable timeline, which means, like, nothing you do going forward or backwards actually changes anything. You just, like, you were always meant to do whatever you did. So, like, you can't, like, kind of like a 12 monkey, where, like, by going back in time, you actually caused the thing that you were going back in time to stop. So, like, it was your fault to begin with. The mutable timeline, so the Back to the Future style, where you go back and you change everything. And then the alternate history, where, like, I didn't come up with a good example for that one, but maybe, where, like, Man in the High Tower, that Amazon show, or where, like, all of a sudden, like, somebody went back in time and changed something, and now the Nazis are in charge of the world.
Right.
Or,
Like that Nazis on the moon or whatever it was.
Yeah. So, Like somebody went back and done, like, I guess, well, maybe Time Cop would be a good example of alternate timelines. Somebody went back in time and changed something, and it completely changed history for everything. But or it's kind of, the string, not the string theory. String theory is something else entirely. But like fractured timelines, where you have a timeline here and a timeline here and a timeline here, and you can jump between it. So those are the basic. There's more to it, and some of those three you can break down even further. But those are your three basic versions of time travel.
Can I just say, I personally hate time in general. I hate being confined by it. I hate deadlines. I hate waking up to time alarms. I just want to live, man. I really resonate with those time is relevant stories, actually.
So I think the only cure is one of us is gonna have
Relative, I
to
mean.
win. We're gonna have to win the lottery, because then you're not gonna have any of
Yeah,
those deadlines.
the lottery does seem like a good route.
It does.
Well, or we get to the first one, the first versions of the time travel story where a device is used. It's not just, the first one that anybody can find any real reference to was written in 1881. It was called The Clock That Went Backwards by Edward Page Mitchell. It was a clock that, when turned backwards, would transport people who were nearby backwards in time. Nobody bothered to explain it back then. People were just like, here's a story. And there was just like, all of a sudden, like, people could go back in time because this clock moved everything back. You jump forward a couple years. Apparently, the people really liked the concept, because it in 1897, you have the first vessel, so like a time machine, not quite the DeLorean, but like some actual machine that you would get into. And I'm gonna butcher this one. El Anacropolana, Crapola. I don't speak Spanish.
I just heard El Crapola.
It
El
was, I mean,
Crapola.
Anachronopole, probably, because Chronos being time. Written by Enrique Gaspar y Lambao.
Oh, spicy.
Yeah. So that was in 1887. And then jump forward just a couple years. So, if you've got your time machine and you don't want to wait, you can jump forward. You get to 1895, where H.G. Wells wrote the classic Time Machine. And that's really what kicked this whole thing off. He's the one who created this idea of going forward, going backwards, having a like a vehicle that people would sit in. And like he did, he, well, I create, I don't say he didn't, he obviously didn't create it. We just laid out a whole bunch of people who built the idea before him, but he's just the one that popularized it in popular culture,
Brought it to the
but
mainstream.
brought it to the mainstream. The first movie that I could find was a 1921 silent film called The Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
Oh, I saw that play.
Yeah, that's the Mark Twain novel.
Yeah.
They've done a whole bunch of versions of that story, the Connecticut Yankee. I mean, they did a 21 movie in silent, then like it was like one of the first like talkies, and then they did it again. I mean, hell, I think Disney did one back in the 90s where like it was like the Connecticut Kid or something like it's
Yeah,
a, like
I
I
remember
think
that actually. I
oh,
saw a stage production at high school. I really think they did that. I think East Troy did that one year.
it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's a Mark Twain novel, so you're gonna automatically gonna get a lot of people who are gonna be like, it must be good.
Yeah.
Wasn't the one Disney? It's like a kid in King Arthur's court.
Yes. Yeah. They probably didn't want to use the word Yankee.
He's a Cubs fan.
Yes, that is. No, but I mean that concept. I mean, I think that didn't Martin Lawrence do a version called like The Black Knight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So where like it was definitely a ripoff of that story. So I mean that Mark Twain wrote the story in 1889. So actually a little before H.G. Wells wrote his version, but that I think if memory serves, the Connecticut Yankee like isn't so much a time machine as just like a guy falls in a hole and wakes up in like medieval times. Like,
Classic.
gotta watch out for time traveling holes.
so there's, I mean, there's a lot of competing theories with time travel. So like, is it physically possible? Who knows? I like there's a lot of science that goes into it that I'm not smart enough to understand. We're like, oh, if you can go fast enough, you can go here in time, blah, blah, blah. But I think I'm gonna stick more to like the immutable timeline side of it. Now, I enjoy the time travel movies, and we'll definitely talk more about that here in a second. But from a philosophical standpoint, I don't know if time travel is actually possible, because what if it's already happened, it's you can't change it. Like, if it was gonna happen, or if it already happened, it happened. So if you go back in time and change it, then you were always meant to go back in time and change it.
What
So
about that lady in the Charlie Chaplin video with the cell phone?
I'm sure there's a rational explanation for that, but
Wanted to get a good picture.
but let's debate, because I saw when I was coming up with, a lot of this, I kept seeing people put Groundhog Day, and Palm Springs and Happy Death Day and movies like that in the time travel category. Do you consider time loop the same as time travel?
I mean, it's
Kind
such an
of.
odd category to it onto itself that it should probably just thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're redoing the same, even if it's just the same day, you're traveling back to the day?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
It's still backwards because you've done it
Yeah.
before.
Okay, I guess in that case, then it would, because I mean, as I was doing my list, I was like, I don't know if I consider Groundhog Day to be a time travel movie. But I guess in that space, every day ends, he starts back over at the beginning. So he is traveling through time. I mean, most of the time they never bother to explain how you get trapped in a time loop. You just are until you figure out how to get out of it.
Right.
Right.
What about Missing Time? Does that count as a time travel movie?
Like missing time, like you got super drunk and you woke up and you don't remember what you did for the last
No.
48 hours? Okay.
Like abducted by aliens or that. Yeah, actually that would work too. Drunk because you're not a part of this world.
Well, I mean, I would say missing time is if it's alien abduction, then no, because like you clearly like you just don't remember it because they took your memory away. Like,
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
that's basically the same as going into a coma. Like that's
Right, yeah.
you're not traveling through time just because we're in a coma.
Right.
Well, technically you are. We're all traveling through time.
Well, okay. Yes.
Always.
To the bitter end.
All right.
So
I'll cross off fire in the sky then.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't consider fire in the sky
I'm
a
just
time
kidding. It
travel.
wasn't even on my list.
Okay. All right. Well,
Just wanted to add a relevant thing to the topic. Just cover
shit, I forgot the question that I was
time.
I had
Time,
questions.
time, 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 time.
Forward or backwards is one of your questions.
Okay, yeah, all right. So if you let's say, all right, the three of us have somehow managed to actually come up with a time machine,
It's
and we're in
by just sheer happenstance. It's going to be an accident if we do
it's
it.
somehow one of the three of us accidentally created a time machine, and we've decided we're going to do something. What's your vote? Are we going forward in time to see what happens in the future? Like, do we want to see where the world is going, or do we want to go back in time, mess with stuff, or just see what happened back then?
Selfishly, I'd rather go. I would want to go back and to be like, all right, how can I get rich? Like they did in Back to the Future, they're the sports almanac, figuring out lottery numbers, being like, hey, invest in this Tesla company, invest in Apple.
Right.
Yeah, that would be mine. I would want to just go back and try to make my future better with money.
Yeah, I have a very similar answer. Just kind of set myself up for success.
Yeah, I would have. That's exactly how. So, all right, three of us, I
We
think we
are
all agree.
greedy.
We are agreed that we would want to go back in time. Whenever I go to a museum, I think, now this is, I mean, obviously, I want to go back and set myself up to be in a better position than I am now. But whenever I go to a museum and I'm looking at, all of the exhibits and like, oh, this ancient Egyptian, exhibit. Oh, this is what this was, and that's what this was. I would love to get a time machine and go back in time and grab just a random Egyptian, not like a high ranking one or not like Cleopatra or, just a random guy off the street,
You're
like
not going to bring Tutankhamun?
the average Egyptian guy who's just like, working a, 9 to 5, whatever their version of 9 to 5 was back then. And I want to bring him to the museum and be like, what is that? And just have them go, that's not what that,
Is this
that's,
what this is used for?
yeah, that's, you guys are what? Why would you think that's what we did with that? Or be like, oh yeah, you guys are right. That's dead on. Good for you. At the same time, also setting myself up rich, famous.
I wouldn't
All right.
necessarily
Glad
say
none of us
fa
said stop 9/11 or
yeah,
Holocaust.
I wouldn't necessarily say famous. I'd just be rich.
Yeah. No, none of us were like, hey, you know what? We could stop World War II or
We have a problem with population control now.
we could make things better. Convince people before it starts that cigarettes are bad. Like,
Nah.
no. What's the Powerball number?
Here's everybody who's ever won the Super Bowl, the exact scores. Lay down big bets.
Just hit Powerball. If you bet correctly on every Super Bowl, people are going to get suspicious.
That is true.
If
All
you just win the Powerball once when it's like the $800 million, they're just gonna be like, damn, guy got lucky.
That's true. So would you do it if you
Show
could? Like,
grace.
would you actually time travel if you had the opportunity?
Can you go back?
Well, it's your question to answer. You go back, you this
I
is, you
mean,
know.
like, if you go back, can you come back to the present? Or is it like you go back and that's it?
Let's say you have the ability to go forward and backward, go back, change, then come
And
back.
come back to the present, and I'd be
Yeah.
like, well, that didn't fix. Let me go back again.
It's like that Simpsons episode with Homer always just constantly trying to change it.
Yeah. I mean, if I knew, Christ, I mean, if I knew I could get away with going back and forth, and I think I probably would.
Yeah, I think I do that. And even just, I mean, both options would be cool because to see in the future, like what kind of, well, first of all, the first thing I'd do in the future is play Grand Theft Auto 6 because I've been already waiting like over fucking 10 years. Then I would like to see like what else they come up with, like what other kind of crazy technologies are going to be.
See what company to invest in?
This guy's gonna break this company big. Let's go back and invest in that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Oh, what's going on?
What about you?
I don't know. I think I probably just because the interest in seeing how these people actually seeing, what was actually happening to see how accurate we actually were. Like we read all these books about like, oh, what this happened, and this is what the medieval times were, the Dark Ages or the Bronze Age, just to see like what it was like.
Don't know necessarily you want to go back to like medieval or whatever, get the bubonic plague while you're back there.
I'm gonna have some vaccines, but
Unknowingly bring it back
yeah,
with you to the
bring it
present.
back. I thought we cured polio.
Well, we did, but then a lot of people have decided they do vaccines and bringing polio back without time travel. Anyway,
Back.
I would also like to go back and see what I want to see what a real dinosaur actually looks
Yeah, that'd be cool.
like. Oh, look at a crocodile.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
How far off was?
Go
Maybe
look
he's
at
a
a
time
chicken.
travel. I'd say maybe he's a time traveler.
Oh, now there's a good conspiracy.
So where would you go? Like, let's say, all right, we've pretty much all said backward. Where would you go backward? You just stick to your own timeline to make yourself rich? Would you go even further? Like, what?
I don't know how far back I'd go.
Would you risk the bubonic plague just to see what?
No. I feel like with our cushy lifestyle that we got now of being indoors, plumbing, want to go back that far? Who's shit in
Wouldn't.
a hole in the ground?
I mean, well, I used to camp and do Boy Scout in a hole in the I kind of want to go back and see, was Cleopatra really everything that or Helena? Go back and be like, oh God, that's what you thought was.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool just to like maybe like to see how people interacted and just how like everything was set up, like just did how people treat each other, like just I don't know, everything. It'd be cool. Maybe I would
But
like say I'd say 1800s for me, as is as far back as I'd.
yeah, like Da Vinci, I think would be cool.
Yeah.
But do you get to pick where you're going? Or is it like if Jeremy goes into his bathroom and time travels, does he just appear in that same location?
I don't know. He's just back in East Troy in the 1800s.
Yeah, you're gonna be at 1800s Browns Lake and be like, okay.
Yeah, that'd be
Now
interesting.
how do I get over there? Can't fly.
Right.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
And
Yeah.
is it Terminator styled? Like you're just naked with
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
on you.
Well, Terminator style, it's a one-way trip. Like you can't go back. Like
True.
it's
Oh yeah,
done.
that's true. Yeah.
So I guess it, and I guess the fantasy world, since we get to create whatever fantasy we want, somehow our time machine is also around.
Oh, I don't know if you guys ever watch Curse of Oak Island or know what it is.
I'm
Heard
aware
of
of
it.
it.
All right. That's where I would go. Find out if something got buried there so I know what's going on so I could stop watching that show. It's been like 14 years and I'm still just watching it. Like, what's down there? What are they gonna find?
How is that show still on? Like, they haven't found
Because of people like
anything.
me,
They haven't found anything.
they found lots of metals and lead, some coins.
I'd never watched the show because I just care about shows like that, but I did read about it online. Just kind of an and just in reading the Wikipedia article, I'm like, oh, I know it. All right, moving.
It's like every Tuesday, so I watch it every Wednesday. So I will go there allegedly when it was being dug, so I could find out for sure. I'm just here to observe, not going to steal your treasure. And then I could come back and be like, all right, there's nothing there. I don't need to watch.
I would like to go back and observe like how people actually interacted with
The
Romans.
90s,
Well, I was well,
when they
so were
weren't
you.
when they weren't on their phones all the time.
That is no, like how did the, like how different is society now compared to society 13? Are people really that I because I have a theory that people really aren't. We're more advanced technologically, so we can sit here and talk with each other instead of do the half hour person. But I still feel like there's probably three guys that got together every Sunday night, just a tavern.
Yeah, corner store in Jersey.
Now, whatever they were talking about, like, oh man, that new episode of Batman.
Wow.
Or in the case that we're about to, what is your favorite time travel? Like, you know, they were probably debating the start of revolution.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, what is. I'm sure, like, well, since some of you wait until we started to, what's your top three? What's your favorite time
Are we going rapid fire or are we going round table here?
travel? Let's do rapid.
All right. Now, the first one that came to my mind even before I was doing this right before the recording, Army of Darkness. Army of Darkness is one of my, it's, I don't know, it's probably one of my favorite Bruce Campbell movies. Probably favorite time traveling movie. I think that one counts, right? Good.
Right.
What are your guys' opinions on that one?
I like it. I like it.
Plus.
Hey, I really like Terminator 2 Judgment Day because we all know how I am with Arnold and Stallone and those guys. Big fans of them. And one I put on the list, I don't know how we're going to classify it, Deadpool 2.
There is
Because
time travel.
at the end, he goes and he messes up everything.
And I think that's how they're bringing Deadpool into the MCU and
Yes. And Deadpool 2 itself is a good movie. And the fact that they do a little bit of time travel, I was able to sneak it on in there.
All right.
I'll have some honorables when you guys are done in case we don't cover them too.
All right. I said the butterfly effect, even though it's been a long time since I've seen it, I remember it really came out. Even though I don't think I was super crazy about the ending, I remember it being sort of like a something about it. And
Well,
there's an alternative ending too that special features.
the alternate ending way darker and actually.
That's what I thought. I kind of remember seeing that as well. Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
kind of.
it's dark, but I enjoyed Butterfly Effect if you watch the entire.
The alternate is he kind of he just I'm just gonna say it. He just sacrifices himself, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
Yeah, somehow manages to sacrifice himself.
Oh yeah. Yeah. All right. So my number two is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, but I kind of feel that Bogus Journey is superior. But still it's a fun movie. It's classic and everyone loves it. Who doesn't like that movie? I don't want to know the person that doesn't like the Bill and Ted franchise.
Good point.
And then last was Hot Tub Time Machine. It's crude, it's stupid, but come on,
Okay.
it's great time.
My number one, complete cheat. I put the entire back to
Okay.
Nice.
my number two, also Justin's number two, Terminator. And my number three is your number two, Bill and Ted's Excellent. And
Nice.
then I also cheated and put Idiocracy.
All right. I mean, like some of the other ones I put, but like we were talking with like time loops, you got Groundhog's Day. And Edge of Tomorrow. Like I like both of those. Not sure they're time travel. I felt that same way with like Scrooged.
Okay.
There was a lot of talk about Christmas Carol being time
Yeah, I didn't know if that would classify because I mean he
travel.
does see Christmas past and present and future.
Right. I didn't because I wasn't sure, but now that you bring it up, yeah, there was a large debate. Oh, and I'm guessing now, since we decided the time loop is time travel, Christmas Carol also will any of the thousand variations of their own time travel.
So what's the best Christmas Carol then?
Yeah.
What about Muppets Carol? How do you feel now?
I feel like, oddly enough, the Muppets Christmas Carol is probably.
All right.
Okay. I would
And
put that.
then
Oh, go ahead.
I do really enjoy it. It's one of my favorites. But Scrooged is up in the top of, so is Muppet
Fair
Christmas.
enough.
And then the only other one I put was Flashpoint Paradox.
Animated one.
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty good. I didn't see the new Flash movie yet to see if I would even include that.
You won't.
I will not include it. All right.
No, it's awful.
That
Wow.
is all right. Well, all right.
Michael Keaton as Batman.
Jeez.
Yeah, those are the only honorables ahead.
You got any honorables for Jeremy?
Donnie Darko.
All right.
I guess that's it. Do you have any other one in mind?
I have, for my honorables, a 12 Monkey Primer. If you've never seen, it's a little dark and it's slow, but like if time travel, it's kind of a looper I really enjoyed.
Did we see that one? Was that you, me,
Yes.
and Tony?
Yeah. Austin Powers 2.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think about that.
Hot Tub Time Machine's on my honorable, and then Avengers.
All right.
Nice.
So in that world, could you even put like Captain America or Doctor Strange?
See, that's where I think Captain America borderline, because that's involving the whole falling. Doctor Strange, I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to think
Is
about
it?
Doctor
I don't
Strange.
know if that's time travel or.
But now that we've included time loops, I do have to put Groundhog Day, and I might have to something off of my top three with Groundhog.
Would you put it ahead? Let me think of what your list is. Is it ahead of Terminator?
It might be.
Is it ahead of Back to the Future? So it's two. Okay.
Probably. It might move. No, I don't think for me time when it comes to time travel moves back to my number. I mean, I really enjoy time travel movies. You put a time travel movie in front of me.
And I'm surprised none of us put any of the Planet of the Apes.
Never really got into those movies.
It depends
I
on
haven't
what
seen
version
too
of
many.
planet. It depends on what version of the Planet of the Apes you're watching.
Well, I mean, you could just say the Planet of the Apes franchise, like you did with, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're going with like the Charlton Heston verse, like that's, well, I mean, I guess it's time travel. It involves black hole. But if you're going with the James Franco one, that's not really time travel. Things happening.
Okay.
Being
So
technical
suck
with
on
time travel.
that. All right.
Right then, any more thoughts on time travel?
I mean, I feel like we all would do it for selfish greed,
Oh, absolutely.
but that's about it.
Couple weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, I did a bracket of panels superpowers debating on what superpower, and the three of us were debating. It became very clear, definitely me more so than me, but the other two not too far behind me, that most superpowers inevitably right down the path not a super.
Nice.
Like there's not a lot of like altruism. Yeah, I could. So apparently time travel, same problem. Like it's just immediately right down the. So I guess does that mean we're bad people?
Just means humans are generally bad if they're given too much power.
I
It's not
mean,
a
not
statement on us. It's a
oh,
whole
okay.
societal issue.
Not
All
necessarily makes
right.
us bad people. Like, what happens if we're gonna be like, oh, we're gonna win the lottery, and then we're gonna give back to these different charities and help with these different charitable causes.
That is true.
That doesn't make us bad people.
Right.
Doing something bad in the name of being good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're anti-heroes. Got it. I can live with that. Yeah, same.
Chaotic good.
Yeah, just an agent of chaos here.
What have you been watching, or what are you looking forward to watching upcoming in the very near future?
Oh, I got a good one for upcoming. The latest Fallout TV series trailer just dropped, and I am very much looking forward to that. I hope they don't screw it up. The settings look amazing. I mean, it looks like they really nailed the look of the game. And like just looking at like the giant mechs, I think that I read somewhere that that's like that's real. Like that's the mech suit is not CGI. Like that's a real thing.
Whoa.
But feel free to fact check me. I could have just been imagining that, but I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
Probably traveled in time to get that information.
But yeah, looking forward to that. As far as what I watched, oh boy, this is always a tough one. I didn't watch a lot. I've been watching a lot of reruns of The Office and Seinfeld on Comedy Central.
Can't go wrong there. Can't go wrong with two of the best shows.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I'll say as far as upcoming, I was going to start watching Ghost so we could discuss this.
Okay.
I realized I never finished the second season,
Oh, okay.
so I have to wrap that up. Currently, I mean, I've watched a lot of Food Network, and I think they've been doing a lot of reruns of Guy's Grocery Games, so I've been watching quite a bit of that. And movie-wise, I checked out recently. I checked out Wonka,
Okay.
even though you told me it was a musical.
Right.
Knowing it was a musical going into it, didn't hate it because I knew there was going to be singing. Didn't think it was a terrible movie. I don't know what you thought of that one. If you thought it was bad, but you also got duped not knowing.
Yeah, not knowing it was a musical really made it me not like it as much. I didn't hate it. I don't know, had I known it was a musical, I would have liked it, but at least I would have been prepared going in.
Right. Yeah, I knew it was going in, so I was open to there's gonna be singing.
But for me, at the end of the day, like it still pales in comparison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, I didn't hate it as much as like the Johnny Depp version. Like,
So,
I didn't like that version.
okay. So you put this as number two then? You do Gene
Absolutely,
Wilder's? Okay.
absolutely.
And, well, go on.
With Food Network, are you watching Tournament of Champions?
No, not yet.
Oh, they're like three episodes in. So Tournament of Champions is quite possibly the best food-based competition out there because it's they have the randomizer, which has like five different wheels on. There's no wheelhouse for like it's not like, oh well, this is Asia. You can cook whatever you want, so you can cook your best, you know, like you'll get some really weird ass. But I think where it even makes it better is that the judging is done. So the three judge whoever the three judges for the episode are don't know who any of the people who are competing in the competition are at all.
So they just have the plate of food, no idea who made it.
No, they don't like they don't of the 32 people who are in the bracket, they don't know who any of them are. They probably have some ideas because Food Network tends to the same general, but the
Right.
three judges don't, and the people who are cooking don't know who the judges are until after they've already cooked.
Okay,
So
so they can't specialize it for that judge.
they can't be like, oh well, this particular judge really likes this flavor, doesn't like this flavor, so I can't, you know.
Jeremy's like, I don't know who these people are. So they can't be like, oh, we know Jet T was judging. We should do a little bit of.
Yeah, we some Asian because Jet
Right.
Tila specialize in Asian, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, so
Of
the
course.
people, so it's kind of like a double blind. So and I think it gives you the most pure competition out there because literally comes down to what you did. The judges don't know who you are, so it's not like they're giving, oh, that's Bobby Flay, so I'm going to give Bobby Flay a couple extra points, you know, because that's
Yeah.
Bobby Flay. So they have no idea.
I like the competitions where they carve the big ass pumpkins. I mean, I don't like pumpkins at all, but man, those people are
Well,
true craftsmen.
you don't have to eat a pumpkin, carve it.
Okay. Well, and then the other movie I watched recently was Spaceman.
Oh,
How's
that's
that?
out?
Yes, that is out. It's not bad. It's not normal Adam Sandler. I'm gonna be this funny guy. So it's pretty good.
Cool.
It's
Yeah, the
him floating in space.
yeah, the
Like it's
trailer made it
like a
look like it
spaceman.
was more of a Punch Drunk Love, right?
Not out, yeah, I would say not
Not a
as
water.
right, not as much like Rain Over Me or Punch Drunk Love, but yeah, definitely more of a serious role. And it's
Okay.
got the guy from Big Bang Theory,
Gonna
the
have to
one who
check.
plays Raj.
Oh,
He's in it.
okay. I'll have to give it a shot. That's Netflix.
Correct.
I watched this.
Yeah.
What did I watch? More Top Chef. That's apparently all I want. One of these days, I'm gonna be now that I'm up to season 15 and they're about to start season 21. Like I'm gonna be forced to watch something else after I'm done because I've watched so much of it. I'm gonna have to find it. I've been watching Gilligan's Island at work.
All right.
That show's quite good, and I was about to say I don't know why it's as popular, why it was so popular compared to how TV is now, but TV then was not as good as it is now. But you can tell, like back in the day, that continuity was something they just. I mean, that's the thing that, like with The Office, like you can pick up a random episode and still enjoy it. You don't have to have watched every episode to understand it and be able to follow it. But there's at least continuity. So, like in season three, they're not completely contradicting what something happened. Where in when I watched The Monster, like his island, like they'll do something 3 episodes later that can be contradicted. Like they just don't. Like they were just writing. It was like a new show every episode.
All
So,
right.
all right. Well, you missed the episode that we did. So we did wonder what you would think about Fallout. What were your thoughts on what was the other one we were talking about, Justin?
Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands. What did you think of the Borderlands?
I mean, I like Fallout. I like the look of everything, but I don't necessarily agree with a lot of the casting choices for that one.
That's exactly what I said.
I believe you had a much stronger take on Borderlands.
Like Kevin Hart is Roland.
Yeah, this so stupid. I disagree with a lot of it. I mean, even Claptrap, like you would think that would be a good fit, but I don't really think that is.
Why
Like, I think
not?
they could have found someone better.
Why not get the same guy who voices Claptrap in the games?
Yeah, why not?
It's just the voice actor. You don't need to
Yeah.
go out and spend the money on Jack Black.
For real, I agree with that. I think that would have been a fine casting. Just get the guy. Yeah. I don't know about it. I like Eli Roth though. I not everything he does, but it'll be interesting to see how he tackles something non-horror. Although he's not really directing it or anything, is he? Or what's he? How? What's his involvement?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
As somebody who has never really—I mean, I played Borderlands for a few minutes, so like I at least
And
haven't.
where's the rest of the characters?
And so, like, I've played and I played Fallout for a few minutes. I've never really played either of them, very,
Oh,
very
yeah.
long. So I don't necessarily have strong feelings about it either way.
Jeremy,
Sure.
who's your favorite Borderlands character? What your favorite playable character?
Favorite perk.
We'll go with just the first
I
one.
mean, it's been so long since I've played it, I'd have to like look it up and see what all the characters. Well, I mean, actually, I'll do that. But while I'm looking that up, I looked up the movie. Eli Roth is directing it, and he wrote it with one other dude. I don't know. Who's your favorite character?
I like Brick.
Rick.
He,
Okay.
yeah, and I'm like, they're not even including him or Siren. They're just focusing on Roland, who's this ex-military guy played by Kevin Hart.
Right. Yeah, it sort of seems like a disservice.
Otherwise, I like Scooter for side characters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't really know. I don't really.
I think my favorite Borderlands character, Mox.
Okay, for reasons, Mad Moxie.
for
Okay.
reason.
Like no, literally, like I played long enough to like leave your hut for the first time, and then I was like, I'm bored. I got mad about the game. I have really been enjoying a game called A Little to the Left.
Oh yeah, I saw that on Game Pass.
It's a puzzle game. It's very relaxing, although it can be frustrating when you can't even. They don't give you instructions on how to solve some of the puzzles. You just have to try to figure out what the puzzle is on top of figuring out how to solve the puzzle. So that can be a little frustrating, but
A little to the left.
it's a simple game. It's not
All right.
I don't really like this is why I didn't get in Borderlands, although I don't think Fallout's long enough to
Okay.
get out, not long enough to get out of shelter. Not long.
Which Fallout?
I don't know.
Any of them?
Oh, okay.
56 maybe.
Trying to think of
Well,
what that
76 would be
other
like
one
the
is.
most unlike all the others because, like, that free, that online. But I mean, it is pretty, it follows this guess. There's no hope.
But like Last of Us, I never played Last of Us, but I really enjoyed the show.
Sure. That one, I haven't checked out that show yet.
Very good, dark and very. So anyway,
I would say the We Were Here or We Are There, that is a good game series that's all puzzle based, but you definitely need. It's like a co-op puzzle solving game where you have to be on like different screens and communicate with each other. That
Yeah, I
one's a
don't.
lot of fun, and then so is Access Denied. That's another puzzle solving game. That's a lot of fun.
That's the other thing. I don't like playing games with people.
All right.
You
Access
know.
Denied is the single person, and
Oh, okay.
it's all puzzle solving, like just different levels of puzzle solving.
McPixel 3 was a lot of fun once you get past how horrible. But that was part of the charm that McPixel was. I also have no idea if there was a McPixel 1. But I know that part of the joke in McPixel 3 was the search for McPixel.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we have it. So I get. Oh well, did either of you watch the trailer that I sent you?
I did. I don't really have an opinion on it. Didn't see it.
Okay, there's a trailer that I sent
Oh,
out
sure.
called Late Night the Devil. David Desmalchin as a late night TV host, a David Letterman type in the 70s, and he is going to interview a little girl. Might like Reagan from The Exorcist, alive as she's been possessed by the devil. On he's going to interview the devil. Looks like a lot of, oh, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Weird, and it was something, or at
Cool.
least one of you.
Sweet.
All right. So anyway, if you decided to make a Borderlands and not do anything that the fans of Borderlands actually like, just remember, stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.